It was a silent goodbye for a Liberal Party giant.
You two have some.
Chrystia Freeland not speaking with reporters, letting her statement do the talking. With tremendous gratitude and a little sadness, I have decided to step down from cabinet today and turn the page on this chapter in my life. The Prime Minister naming the proudly Ukrainian-Canadian Freeland as Canada's newly created special representative for the reconstruction of Ukraine.
I think that Chrystia is a great Canadian who broke a lot of barriers. She was our first female finance minister.
I, Chrystia Freeland...
While she intends to stay on as an MP, Freeland's departure from cabinet likely ends the political career of one of Canada's highest-profile politicians. Freeland's first big file, negotiating the challenging Canada-EU free trade deal. Finalizing CETA led Freeland to an even bigger deal, NAFTA. Months of tough negotiations caught Donald Trump's eye.
We're very unhappy with the negotiations and the negotiating style of Canada. We don't like their representative very much.
Ontario's Conservative Premier became close with Freeland during NAFTA.
And I talk to her almost daily, bi-daily, and she's a good person, and she'll do a great job over in Ukraine.
Justin Trudeau promoted Freeland to Deputy Prime Minister and eventually Finance Minister, overseeing massive deficits during COVID and inflation, giving a unique suggestion for Canadians on how to deal with the high cost of living.
I said to the kids, you're older now, you don't want to watch Disney anymore. Let's cut that Disney Plus subscription.
Freeland, often a lightning rod for the opposition, was the minister most associated with the Trudeau era. But she eventually helped push him out the door, resigning from cabinet just hours before she was supposed to table the fall economic statement in December. She ran to replace her old boss as Liberal leader, but managed only 8% of the vote, getting crushed by Mark Carney, the godfather to one of her children.